Oh, good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim to everyone. So this week we learn about appointing a Jewish king. He's commanded to write two Sefer Torah. One stays in his treasury, another he has to carry around with him wherever he goes. The purpose of this, says the Pasuk, is to constantly learn from it, to fear Hashem, and perform all of his commandments. Now, we don't have a Jewish king of flesh and blood, but let's remember that the Torah is relevant for all times and places. So how can we apply this mitzvah to us? So we have to constantly remember that Klal Yisrael are B'nai Malachim. We are all princes and have Malchus ingrained within us. So we too need to fulfill both parts of this commandment. Rav Shimon Shimkus explains that we can fulfill the second part by taking our Torah with us wherever we go, to the bank, the doctor, the park, no matter where you are, you have a Torah with you. A Gemara, a Chumash, a Mishnah, that's considered a Torah. It reminds you of how to be a proper Jew no matter where you are, what situation you're in. It also gives you something productive to do while waiting. And what about the first part of the instruction to the king? To put it in your treasury. How is that relevant to us? What's the safer Torah they're putting in our treasury? Most people I know don't have a giant storehouse of jewels. So a man in his home is likened to a king. And I'd like to suggest that the treasury of a Yid is his house, his bias, his shtib. What's the house of a Yid supposed to be filled with? Sefer Torah. What are Sefer Torah? Yiddish Kindle go to Sfarim, pictures of Gedolim, good kosher Jewish reading material. That's what should adorn his bookshelves and fill his walls, and that's what's going to elevate his home to a home of Kedusha. By constantly keeping a Sefer Torah with us, that's when we go out into the world, and when we are in our very own treasury, we can fulfill the pasuk of Laman Yilmad Liyiras Hashem Lishmas Kol Dibrei HaTorah Hazois. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.